This is Chris Hughes with the Christian Perspective Podcast with Chris Hughes, where we encourage our listeners to engage the culture with Jesus Christ. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds, so enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
When you look up missions trip in the dictionary, you see a picture of Jack Hutchins, and I have read his book, and it's right here in my hands. If only one. Jack, this is just one missions trip after another. It's like the book Acts.
It is. Back in 1995, I felt the Lord calling me to missions. And it's, as they used to say, or I guess they still say, the rest is history. I've been to Kenya, Africa 12 times. I've been to Malaysia. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Alaska 5 times, Maine. So I'm a missions-minded person.
But it started, you know, in 1995 when you got called to your first trip. It looked like it may not happen. I mean, the financial part. I mean, talk about that, just getting your toe in the water. It seems like in every missions trip I've been on and everyone I've tried to support for that, it seems like the enemy does everything he can to keep that person from getting on that airplane.
You know, the first mission trip I went on, God really supplied every need, as he does all of them. We didn't know where the money was going to come from. It was over $3,000. And our church at that time, Cornerstone Baptist in Winston-Salem, voted to support me. And I sent letters to friends and family and came up. And all of a sudden, we had $3,000. And I was on my way.
Amen. So what's it like? I mean, you got a lot of folks out there listening that have never taken a missions trip. What would you tell them? What's significant? What's one of your favorite miracle stories that God did? I mean, you've been to Kenya, you've been all over Africa, but maybe give a specific example of, I mean, I love how you have this precious young person, this little African young man on your cover of your book. Talk about him and maybe something that really God just has done in you if you think about all these things, like in a summary kind of way.
We went from 95 to 2003, and all we did was walk around one hut to the other hut and witnessing to Christ, for Christ. In 2006, we got to go into public and private schools.
Wow.
And the children there were so receptive, from elementary to middle school to high school and even some universities we went to. And God opened up those doors for us to be able to witness to these people, these young kids. And but the real miracle for me is we go and we see old people. Some of these people have been there for 120 years. We've had at least two that was 120 years old. So they, as they accepted Jesus, they were assured then that they were going to heaven.
Even
at that age. These people have been sitting on these mountains and in their mud huts and thatch roofs for all these years waiting for a Mzungu, that's me, I'm a white man, to come and share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's amazing. So here they are, and you're going through your mind, it's like, what if I'd never come over here? Like, what if, you know, but God brought you there. Talk about how important it is to go on missions trips, like how we need to say yes to God. And I mean, some people are critical of missions trips. Well, you're only there for a couple weeks and, you know, it's a short-term thing and, you know, you're going to come in, blow up and blow out. But isn't there a way to do it, to support the local church, to really sow into people's lives?
I've had many people say, well, why don't you do missions here? We need it here too. And we do. America needs it probably worse than anybody else right now. But as I've always said, we have a church on every corner.
Yeah.
The Truth Network and all kinds of religious stations, they can get the word if they want it. We go to Kenya, Africa, and some people never have even seen a white person. And it's just a miracle to me that God has placed us in a position to go to Kenya and tell the people about Jesus. And I'm saying Kenya, but it's all over the world. Same thing in Malaysia. We went deep into the jungles of Malaysia. And they were so receptive to our word. This is a Muslim country. And I honestly loved Malaysia. And I've told people if they would move Malaysia 5,000 miles closer to America, I might go back.
How about that? But you go over there, you're sharing Jesus, and something happens. Well, talk about the beauty and the refreshing nature of sharing Christ with someone who's never heard the gospel, who doesn't know literally the gospel from Adam, and they don't even know who Adam is.
We shared one with one man. We literally walked up the side of a mountain to get to this man in his mud hut. And as we got there, there was two ladies and a man. The old man went into his hut and came back out with a machete. And one of the women left, and we later found out that she was a practicing witch. So this old man came out, and he had an 18-inch machete, and, you know, we were concerned. But as he learned what we were doing, then he said he would sit down and listen to us. And when he sat down, my good friend Scott Dagenhart, with the cube, the Evangel cube, sat down and showed him the way to Jesus. And he said, "I'm a good man. I've never done much wrong. I've been here for all these years, and I don't need Jesus." And I told him, I said, "Well," he said, "I'm not a sinner." I said, "Well, the ultimate sin is to reject Jesus. And if you reject Jesus, then you have no chance of being with God for the rest of for eternity." And he said, "I accept." And that was a man of 120 years. My wife, just a couple of days earlier, led a 120-year-old woman to Christ in the slums of that area.
So, you know, this book, If Only One, by Jack Hutchins, the author's with me, a mighty man of God, a guy who just in 1995 says, "God, I'm going." And now here, 25, 30 years later, you're still going. But I love the subtitle, Miracles and Missions. And you just talked about a miracle, 120-year-old man getting saved, coming from life to death. Now, you saw a lot of miracles, too, healings. You had a lot of folks prayed for, a lot of close calls, danger. You talk about a lot of disease, a lot of things. But there's something about a mission trip that it's almost like going back into the book of Acts, huh?
It is. It's exactly like going back in the book of Acts. And I try to recruit people that will go. And over the years, I have recruited and about 50 to 60 people have went on mission trips from me to the Lord, for the Lord.
That's amazing. How can people get the book, If Only One, Miracles and Missions by Jack Hutchins? Jack, what's the best way folks can get this book, read it? It'll be a great encouragement to young people, youth pastors, missions pastors, just a literally a hands-on way. You shared the manuscript with a friend of yours. He's like, "You've got to make this a book." I remember you telling me about that. But what's the best way folks to get this?
They can go to my email, Hutchins, Minomis, M-I-N-O-M-I-S, at TWC.com, or they can call me on my cell at 336-391-6809.
Fantastic. So you can give them instruction on how to order. Is it on Amazon or any of those places yet? Or are you just, okay, is this get best maybe practical way if they're not able to reach you?
It is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and I think it's on Kindle. And they can get it that way too. But if they want to call me, I've got 100 more. I've sold 150. That's what I initially ordered. Okay. And I've got 100 more coming, and they'll be here at the end of this month.
That's a bold man, a man on missions who loves to get the word of Jesus out, who gives his cell phone over a national radio show and uncensored. So God bless you, brother, and thank you for your boldness in reaching people for Christ. And thank you, Jack Hutchins, for this book, If Only One, Miracles and Missions. When's the next trip?
Next year. All right. Next June, if the COVID is down.
And you'll go out and share the gospel. Are you going to go back to Africa or Malaysia?
No, we'll go back to Africa.
This is the Truth Network.
Say, what would you do if you were a new Christian and you didn't have a Bible? It's Michael Woolworth, by the way, from Bible League International, and you'd probably say, well, I'd hop in my car, I'd go to a Christian bookstore, or I'd have one shipped to me. What if those weren't options? You'd say, well, I'm new to the faith. I need to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. You know, you would pray that someone, anyone, would bring you a Bible. And that's exactly the way it is for literally millions of Christians around the world. They're part of our spiritual family. They're new to the faith. They want to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But God has them planted where it's very difficult to access a Bible. And that's why the Truth Network and Bible League have teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 Bible-less believers around the globe. Our campaign is called The World Needs the Word. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, every gift matched. Make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD, 800-YESWORD, 800-YES-WORD, or give at truthnetwork.com.